is pressed. Stop button Alt plus S.
Hey guys, this is Jake Gross. For the last day or so, last several days actually, I have been doing research on how to capture the OPL3 emulator MIDI driver's output. Now, I mean, you know the thing, like, well, Jake, you could just use something like Audacity or something to record it. Well, I mean, sometimes when I want to get like the raw data or the data, like OPL3 data, I have to, you know, like set VB audio cable up and sample rates, and just, it's just one of those like things where, you know, and it's sometimes inconsistent because sometimes I have files that are 44 or 48K or just, it's inconsistent, right? And that's just me, okay? So I was thinking, while writing to the audio device, what about dumping the audio buffer, which is 49.76 kilohertz, 49,716 hertz, by the way. Why not dump the audio buffer into a file on your computer so you could, you know, essentially save the like exact sample data that the emulator is generating. Sure, you can't hear up to 24,858 hertz, which is the Nyquist frequency, because the Nyquist frequency is the sample rate divided by 2. So you're probably thinking I'm in what I call an OPL file, because I'm like obsessed with that thing, with this thing, because I like FM synthesis and various sound or FM patch sets that people have made, and my favorite is the Windows one, as you probably know. So we can't hear up to 24,858 hertz, but it's nice to have like all the sample data generated by the synth. Now, this only works properly on the 32-bit version the way I implemented this, because I found some code online called From IMF to Wave, which is for those who don't know, IMF is a format used by Apogee Games and for OPL3 OPL data. I think it was like OPL2, but I don't know if they updated it for OPL3, but they probably did, because it's open source, because, you know, Apogee Games source code has been released, so I don't really know a whole lot about the IMF format, but anyway, that's not really the point. The point is that program had code that wrote the data generated by an OPL3 emulator, which is MAME OPL, which is not, I mean, it's mostly accurate, but Nuked is the most accurate, but it had code to dump the audio from the emulator into a file. Now, that program wrote a wave header at the beginning. I tried doing this in my code, but it sort of wouldn't work, because when I tried seeking through it in media player, it was giving me errors, so I knew it was doing something wrong. So I just thought I'd just dump the raw data and use Audacity or something to export it into format that people, that, you know, regular programs can use, or not really, but media players, you know what I mean. Let me demonstrate how you can essentially do this. Now, with the 64-bit version of this, I've noticed that it's like writing twice as much data to the file, it's like the wrong frequency, like it's 2 times slower, and it sounds like there's 2. It's just weird, so I don't know what I'm doing. So if you want to do this, I recommend doing it 32-bit with 32-bit programs. So, you know, that's not a big deal, because, you know, you could, like, Windows Media Player is 32-bit, and I'm on a 64-bit system, so if you use Windows Media Player like me for most of my MIDI stuff, that is not a problem. But let's use this 64-bit MIDI player program. It will write data, but it's not exactly right. So anyway, enough of me rambling on. I'm going to actually demonstrate how you can do this. So let's say you just
run find a MIDI.
Let's see where.
Oh, Apple 3 new.
Oh yeah, because I still have all the source, you know, because I recently built a new version of this, because there was a bug. I had this small bug I noticed, that because the OPL synth folder was already on my computer, right? And let's say it wasn't on your computer, because, you know, you only wanted like the Windows driver, and the Doom and Doom driver requires the OPL3 synth stuff that would be copied over with my Ono setup script, and or Apogee. If you didn't have any custom Apogee patch installed on your computer, the OPL synth folder wouldn't be there, because when you copy the Apogee patch over, it creates the OPL synth folder. But let's say you didn't have that folder on your computer, and you tried using this. It tries to create a file in that folder, but it would crash. Now what it does is it creates the directory, and then writes the file. So if the directory already exists, it, you know, won't really do anything. So if it doesn't exist, it will create it. Anyway, so let's say
items view list mini sample six.
Thanks from MSN. The MSN like splash mini was one of my favorite little midis.
Slash dot mid 3 on 3.
So I could just press enter on MIDI. This.
Not routing.
Now let's go to the audio device, right? It's just playing. So anyway, I could close media player.
Mini tab, virtual recorder dialog.
Run C drive.
Items view list. Gen mini dot op to not select and one of two.
Doom 2 patch I have copy
output
of.
Dot raw.
Output dot raw type. Is the data, audio data generated.
Output dot raw. No, Mac size 3.26 MOPL.
Now this is not, you know, the. Like a wave, oh, an audio file that you can open. So you press enter on this.
Windows dialog.
It just can't, says it can't open. And if you try to open it with Media Player or whatever, it won't give you an error. So,
virtual.
Let's say you want to play this back or
folder.
Export it.
Or
whatever. So let's say you can use a program like GoldWave or Audacity to do this. I'm going to be using Audacity in this demonstration.
Audacity. Track.
So let me import something.
Save, export, save, import audio, MIDI, raw data.
Import raw data.
Select it, gen mini dot op.
Now, I can just press
I. Output dot raw 2 of 2.
Output dot raw, this is the file we want.
Audacity unavailable, encoding. Combo box signed 32-bit PCM collapse.
Now we want signed 16-bit PCM.
Signed 20, signed 16-bit PCM. Byte order. Combo box little endian collapse.
I want little endian, because big endian, if you play it, would just generate loud noise, and we don't want that.
Channels. Combo box 2 channels, stereo collapse.
Stereo, because it's 2 channels.
Start offset. Edit. Selected the amount to import. Edit. Selected sample rate. Edit. Selected 44,100.
Now what we want to type 49,716. So that's
4, 9, 7, 1, 6.
So I could just press enter.
Output. Track view.
And play it. So as you can hear, it's like the raw emulator data. It's like no loss in quality. So, let's see. So, yeah, I can. Let's say I want to export this.
File sub new brick. Save it. Change page print. Import. Save other. Export. Export as MP. Export as WAV. Export as OGGO 3 of 10. Export audio. Control plus export selected on. Export labels. Export multi. Export MIDI. Save compressed copy of project. Export as MP3 3 1 of 10.
Or let's say I wanted to save it as an MP3 file.
Export audio. Save in. Combo box on that. Folder header to file name. Combo box collapse. Edit out plus N. Selected output dot MP3. Save as type. Set cap out quality preset radio button check. Quality combo box standard. 170-210 kbps collapse. Variable speed. Combo box fast collapse. Joint stereo radio button. Medium. 145-185 kbps. Extreme. Insane. Medium. 320 kbps. Variable speed. Combo box. Preset radio, variable rate, average radio, constant radio, quality,
so you can see constant bit rate,
joint quality combo box 192 kb, 8 kb, 320 kbps, joint stereo force export to mono checkbox not joint const, save button up, output, ok button, invalid sample rate, resample grouping, sample rate combo box 48,000
okay. Collapse. Since MP3 doesn't support 49,716 as a sample rate, you know you want to
48.
And I'll just choose 48 kilohertz because, I mean, I guess I could choose 44, but I'll choose 48 because I can.
OK button. Output.
Now let me close
save,
that
down. Save, check, virtual recorder, run dialog, type the name of UAEXT, I on SP, name output dot MP3 not selected, 1 of 1.
Now I play this.
Grouping.
And of course, it doesn't have to be a MIDI file. So let's say I could be in QWS and be playing notes on my keyboard. Those would be captured as well. So it's any session with a driver you have, really. So it saves your session, you know. And as you probably have guessed, or not, I mean, if there's anything in the output file you want to keep, rename it. Because let me actually demonstrate this.
Audacity. Output.mp3 one of one.
Size 675K. So
Audacity.
I'm just gonna delete it.
Delete Audacity. Virtual Ruby Desk Loco. Apple. IM MIDI samples. Applause and artifacts grouping. Virtual recorder, desktop play. Virtual app, no, save setting audio. Control the raw date, select.
Import it again.
And mid output dot raw to. On acid byte encoding. Com. Signed 8-bit, signed 16-bit PCF byte ord channels. Combo box 2 channel. Startup amount sample rate zip lag. 4916. Output track view table.
See, it overwrote it, so. Anything you want to keep in the file, just rename it or remove it or something. So yeah.
Save changes to note virtual
because I've already captured library of captures or
virtual
recall. Because, like, all day, I've been listening to MIDIs all day, literally, for like hours. Listening to MIDIs and capturing their samples, and I've captured about 4.3 gigabytes of raw data so far. I know, that's crazy, but that's me. I'm probably going to be capturing more and more data. I'll probably have tons and tons of data captured, and I actually compressed it with 7-zip to see how much it compressed. Compressed it was around 2.97 gigabytes, so. Yeah. So, this really saved time. Like, if you're like me and do like video projects and stuff, and you just want to record the OPL3 data for like that or retro MIDI thing, whatever you want to call it, and you don't want to worry about sending VB audio cable up or whatever, sure, you still have to import it, but if you know what to do, you could just get it done in like, what, minutes? Even like less, whatever, how fast you are on the computer. But yeah, that's basically the new feature, and I haven't added it. If I prefer it, how to add it to the extended version of the Doom driver yet, so that's where I'm gonna go do that. But as far as the other cores, I might add this for all the other cores, but I mean, Nuked is the most accurate, so I don't know. I might not. So, because I have builds for DOSBox Compat, DOSBox Fast, and MAME OPL3 cores. All of them sound slightly different. So if I want to do a comparison recording, you know, I'll just add the feature. Whatever. I don't know if I'll add it into the other ones, but for now, if you want to download, get this, it's opl3emu-rawdump.exe. I'll provide a download link in the description so you can download this and start capturing data, as I have. I mean, it's really fun. So, I'll see you guys
Stop button out plus S.
in the next recording. Bye.